My name is Shelley, and 10 years ago, I wanted to make my own money because I was tired of asking my parents for money. I put in a lot of applications, and I ended up getting hired at Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to lie, I was definitely excited because of all of the chicken nuggets I was going to be eating. Anyways, after I got hired, I started to get the hang of the job. It was pretty easy. I worked outside in the drive-through line a lot because we were the busiest fast food restaurant in our town, and people really liked my personality. After working there for a few months, my dad's creepy friend Tyler would come there every day at the same time and go to the same drive-thru line, which was weird because I worked there after school and there were two drive-thru lines. The drive-thru line he'd always go to was mine, and he would always call me Shell Shell, which I've hated since I was a small kid. The thing is, he'd always order small stuff like a small fry or a small cookies and cream milkshake. A few times he came into the line, pull up to me, and then he'd say that he forgot his debit card, and he would just try and talk to me. I'm not dumb. I knew exactly what he was doing. Ever since I turned 13, he always acted weird toward me, telling me that I'm growing up into a woman, or that I look like a young woman now. There was this time when my parents were having a get-together with family and friends, and I yelled out to my parents that I had to pee, and I ran upstairs. I swear, a few seconds later, Tyler burst through the door, looked at me and said, "Wow," and stared at me. Then he straightened up real quick and said, "Sorry, my bad," and closed the door. Like I said, he was weird. So we closed at 10 p.m., but we always take orders up until around 9:59. One day, we were inside cleaning up, and it was around 10:30 p.m. There were about five or six of us in Chick-fil-A at the time. I was mopping the floor and a few of us saw a car pull up to the drive-thru, but turned around at the entrance because we put cones out there after 10 p.m. The car drove around our parking lot at least 10 minutes, and I noticed that it had temporary tags on it. After a while, our manager went outside and went up to the car due to it stopping in front of one of our windows every time it drove around. I watched the manager walk to the car as the driver rolled down the window. The window was all the way down before my manager reached the car. And to my surprise, it was Tyler, my dad's friend. He had a new car that I didn't recognize. But what made this very weird was that, even when he rolled the window down, he never looked at my manager. He was staring directly at me, talking with my manager. I was standing behind the entrance door. He saw me looking at him, looking at me, but he never turned away like a normal person would. My manager walked back in and told me and my co-workers to hurry up so we can get out of here. I was the last person to get done with my closing, so it was just me and my manager. My manager told me to make sure the doors are locked. I told him okay, then I went to the bathroom. I figured I'd lock them once I'm done. As usual, I was on my phone while using the bathroom, and the bathroom door opens. I thought it was weird because my manager is the only other person in the building, and he's a guy. I yelled out that he's an idiot and he's in the wrong bathroom, but the thing is, he never left. It got weirder because I can hear him breathing by the door, but then I heard,
"Shell, Shell, it's me, Tyler Pooh. Are you in here?"
I picked up my feet so he couldn't see them. But then he started to push open every stall door, saying my name. I texted my boss and it literally said, "Help, bathroom." Then Tyler got to my stall. He attempted to push the door open and then he laughed. He said that he knows that I'm in there. He looked in the crack of the door and said, "There you are." He then got down on his hands and knees, reached his hand under the door and attempted to unlock the stall. I kicked his arm and he said, "It's me, Uncle Tyler." As he said that, he proceeded to crawl under my stall door. I started to climb above my stall, then my manager burst through the door as I was screaming and crying. Tyler and my manager began to fight. I called the cops. After a few seconds, Tyler was unconscious on the bathroom floor. When the cops and EMS got there, he was cuffed and loaded up into the ambulance. He was hit with a few charges and was recently released from jail. That situation just heightened my awareness of my surroundings. It was Halloween of 2012, and I was closing at work, which is Chick-fil-A. We were a new establishment in the area that we're in, and the neighborhood was pretty bad. In and out all afternoon and evening, I saw hundreds of people dressed in their costumes. All of the cliche costumes, Jason, Freddy Krueger, and Michael Myers. At around 7:30, there was a long line inside, and out of nowhere, there was some commotion. My manager came out to break it up. When he broke it up, some guy in the Ghostface costume from Scream ran out of the door. That person that ran out of the door got into it with a woman that was dressed as Meg. Meg from Family Guy. At least that's what I thought she was, until she told us that she wasn't in costume. She was just ugly. Anyway, this woman told our manager and the cops that some person in a Ghostface costume tried to lure her 7-year-old daughter out of the building to his car. The little girl was running back and forth between her mother, who was in line, and the play area inside. I guess the man in the Scream costume told the girl that her mom told her to wait in his car, and he grabbed her. The mom turned around and saw it. Then she started to yell and scream. A few hours later, we locked the doors, and then some guy knocked at our drive-thru window. He had on a Ghostface costume from the movie Scream, but I don't know if it was the same guy from earlier. I yelled out that we're closed, and this guy tries to bust through the drive-thru window. I screamed, and the manager ran out, and then that man ran to our front door banging. Then he stopped and just stared at us. At that point, it was just my manager and I. My manager called the cops, and the man left and popped his trunk of his car. He grabbed something out of his trunk and put it under his costume. He then walked back up to the front door. He stared for another 30 seconds and pulled out a gun from under his costume, aimed it, and pulled the trigger. We both ducked and screamed, but nothing happened. We looked up and he was fumbling with his gun. He was loading, unloading, and reloading. It had jammed. Then the cops showed up with their guns drawn. He got on the ground and they arrested this guy. We found out that this was a dangerous guy and he had a huge rap sheet, and we were pretty lucky that nothing happened to us that night. It may be cowardly, but I quit that job soon after that happened because of the neighborhood that Chick-fil-A was in.
I'm a female who used to work at Chick-fil-A when I was in my late teens and early 20s. Overall, it was a fun place to work and I made lots of friends. Everyone who worked there was super nice, which is why I stayed working there for so long. However, at one point, we hired a new guy named Justin. From the day he started working there, Justin just seemed like a jerk. He was rude and selfish and would do things like go on his phone during shifts, take really long bathroom breaks, and leave early. I found out he was a relative to one of our managers, and as a favor to his family, she was able to get him a job. He was a somewhat troubled guy who had gotten into some problems before, but it was thought that the job would help him out. For the first few weeks, though, it didn't. For the most part, when I first met him, though, he was rather nice to me. Shortly after that, he asked me out during a shift, though. He basically asked what I was doing and if I wanted to hang out or go someplace with him. I really didn't want to and told him that I was busy. Over the next few times that we worked together, he remained persistent and would ask me to hang out after work or something like that almost every time. When I would say no or come up with excuses, he would seem to grow increasingly angry. I also heard from another female worker that he had been doing the same to her. He was a bigger guy, almost looked like a football player, as he was over 6 feet tall with very short hair and strong looking. One night, he asked me to hang out after work because he saw me clocking out for my lunch break. I told him no again, but this time he grabbed my arm. He asked me why in a very serious and frustrated tone. I told him I was sorry, but I just really didn't want to. The way he aggressively grabbed me made me kind of worried, and I decided in that moment I would have to talk to my boss, because I had really had enough of him. The rest of my shift was really busy, and as it was time for dinner, we had a big rush. I didn't get a chance to speak with my boss, Christine, and I even forgot about the situation. Finally, after things quieted down and we were no longer busy, my shift was over and it was time for me to go home. I clocked out and then got my coat and headed for my car. As I approached my car, I suddenly saw somebody jump out from behind it. Where I was parked, it was at the backside of the restaurant that was bordering a grassy area with a couple of trees. I saw the person who had jumped out was Justin. I was really surprised to see him. He said to me that I had no reason to dislike him and asked me what my problem was. I told him I really didn't have a problem with him, I just wanted to go home. He was standing blocking my driver's door, and I knew it would be hard for me to get around him. I asked him if he should get back to work. He then told me that he was off, and he had been off for 2 hours just waiting for me, Obviously, this creeped me out even more. He then stepped towards me and grabbed my arm again. When he did, he shoved me in the opposite direction. There was a car parked two spaces away, and I guess it was his because I heard it unlock. He then shoved me to the car and told me to get inside. I asked him why. He said he just wanted to talk. When he said this, his voice seemed to lighten up. I figured maybe I could have an actual conversation with him and let him know he needed to leave me alone and these things are not okay. I reluctantly got inside the car. Justin shut the door and then walked around and got inside to the driver's seat. But instead of talking to me, he immediately started up the car and began backing out. He also locked all of the doors in the process. Right away, I got a terrible feeling. I asked him what he was doing. He said to shut up and then cursed at me. He then went on a short rant about how he hated working and how he had just quit. As he did this, the car started to speed up and he merged onto a busier road. I knew I was in trouble and took out my phone from my pocket and immediately went to dial 911. Justin saw me doing this, and I was just barely able to hit call on my phone. I could hear the ringing on the other end, but no more than a couple of seconds of this, and Justin reached over and grabbed my phone. He yelled at me, and we wrestled over the phone for a couple of seconds. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pull it away from him fast enough. He got control of my phone, and then rolled down his window and tossed the phone out onto the side of the road. He then kept on driving. I was terrified. I knew that I could no longer call for help, and decided that I had to try to think of something to do. Justin just kept on driving down the road at a really fast speed. None of us said a word for several minutes. I was just doing my best to think about what I could possibly do to try to escape. Then, suddenly, I saw the amazing sight of flashing lights behind us. Justin started yelling and cursing, and eventually he pulled over. The police pulled over with him, and as soon as the car stopped, Justin opened his door and took off into the woods. I saw the police officer run after him, and I got out of the car. The officer told me to stay put, and then he called for backup. Eventually, more officers arrived, and a short time later, I heard that they had caught Justin after a foot chase. The police told me they had received a 911 call from my phone, and even though I didn't talk to anyone, they decided to investigate the area the call was made from. They only originally pulled over Justin because he was speeding, but after he took off running, they went after him. I was so grateful that I was all right and got out of that situation. After that, I took some time off of work and eventually returned to work there for a short time more.
Back when I was living on the streets, well, technically in my car, I would always post up by fast food restaurants, because people would always give me their change or some of the food that they had recently purchased. One day I posted at the entrance of a plaza, and in that plaza, the busiest place was a Chick-fil-A. Throughout the day, I received a few bucks and a lot of chicken nuggets. After being out there for a few hours, I noticed a car that left a few times and came back to park in the Chick-fil-A parking lot with covered license plates. But the person never got out of the car. Of course, I thought it was weird, but I didn't think anything of it. Throughout the day, I'd take my food to my car and I'd eat. Around 8 p.m., most of the plaza was closing up and the traffic started to slow down. Finally, when Chick-fil-A slowed down for a few minutes, a man in the car got out and he walked up to the door of the restaurant and took a picture of the inside. A few seconds later, what looked like the manager came outside and it looked like she was arguing with the guy. She went back inside and the man got back in his car, got on his phone, and left about 5 minutes later. FYI, I was parked about 25 feet away from the Chick-fil-A parking lot and could see everything that was going on. So a few hours go by and the place was closed. From the outside, it looked as if the employees were cleaning up. I was trying to fall asleep, then I saw that car from earlier pull up. Then it woke me all the way up. There were two cars left in the parking lot, his car and some other car. And some people left. The only person I saw inside was the woman that he was talking to earlier. I saw the man get out of his car at this point. He was wearing dark colors and with gloves on. And I saw the lights get turned off inside of Chick-fil-A. The man was standing on the side of the building by a dumpster, but in a way where he can't be seen. He was in the shadows. At that point, I leaned my seat all the way back so no one could see me. The woman walked out, turned around, and began to lock the door. As soon as she turned around, that man sprinted toward her, yanked her hair, and started to yell at her as he took her back inside. I leaned up a little bit to get a better look, but I couldn't see anything. There was nothing for about 10 minutes until the man walked back outside. He went straight to his car, but instead of driving away, he drove up to the door and went back in with his trunk left open. A few minutes later, I saw something that I would never forget. The man was dragging the woman's body, but there was no head. He struggled to get her in the trunk, but eventually he got her there. He went back in there and came out with a Chick-fil-A bag full of something and threw it in his trunk. He went back inside again for what seemed like 20 minutes. He came back out, locked up Chick-fil-A, and drove away. Someone else came back for the other car in the parking lot. A few days later, I went into a Starbucks to use the restroom, and on the news was a story about a missing woman. They showed the picture, and it was the woman who worked at Chick-fil-A. They were interviewing her husband, who was crying during the whole interview. What creeped me out is that her husband was the man that I saw with her that fateful night. I know he killed her, but he was on the news as if he didn't have anything to do with it, and like he doesn't know. Seeing that lady that night has haunted me since.
Ever since I first went to Chick-fil-A, it's been one of my favorite restaurants. I've always loved their chicken sandwiches, and their sauce always hits the spot. However, the college that I recently graduated from is in an area where there's no Chick-fil-A nearby, so when I was at school, I could never have it. Last year, when the semester finally came to an end, I was driving back home to get to my parents' house, and I had the idea to get Chick-fil-A. I left my school in the morning, and it was a 4-hour drive to get back home. When I got about an hour away from home, my cravings got the better of me and I saw a Chick-fil-A and stopped. It was a Chick-fil-A that I had never been to before, but it looked relatively new and was very busy. I got in the drive-thru line, which was long but moving fast. I ordered the number one, which is what I usually got, of a chicken sandwich, fries, and a drink. I was so hungry that I decided to park and eat it there. The Chick-fil-A was in a large shopping area that had a mall with a really big parking lot connected to it. So I drove to an open area of the mall parking lot that wasn't very busy. I started to eat, but before long I was kind of annoyed with the way that the sun was shining right into my front window onto me. I moved parking spaces down to where there was a shady spot near a tree. As I backed up my car out of the spot and started to drive, I saw that there was another car that was parked a little ways away from me that started to leave at the same time. I drove over and parked next to a tree, and the car followed me and parked about 10 spots away from me. I found it odd, but overall was more focused on eating. A while later, when I decided to continue with my drive home, I had forgotten all about the car and started to drive away. But when I did, I noticed the car start to drive with me. I never bothered to look to see who was driving it, and it was too far away to tell by this point. I once again found it odd, but what could I do? I got back on the road and then merged onto the freeway that was close by. I noticed the entire time that the car that was seemingly following me did the same. I got kind of worried when I saw this. I wondered why someone would follow me. Had I accidentally cut him off or something before? I kept on driving down the road and the car remained behind me the entire time. I tried some things like slowing down or changing lanes, but he kept following me. I still couldn't really tell much about how the driver looked because I still wasn't able to get a very good look at him. The closer I got to home, the more concerned I became because I didn't want to go all the way home and have this guy potentially know where I live. When I got about 10 minutes away from home, I decided to pull off the highway again and take the exit. I didn't really have much of a plan, but I knew I shouldn't go to my house with somebody following me. There was a little town that had a few stores and gas stations. I pulled into the parking lot of a supermarket and parked in a spot in the back where there weren't many other cars. Of course, the car that was following me did as well. I got out my phone and called my parents. I was going to tell them that I had been followed and ask them what to do. But before I could finish telling them, I saw that the car had parked in a spot behind me in a few spaces to the left. I noticed that the driver's door of the car opened, and both passengers' doors in the back did as well. I saw three large men all get out of the car and start heading towards me. In this moment, as they approached my car, I panicked and slammed my foot on the gas pedal and sped away. I saw the men then stop and begin to run back to their car. This is where I got lucky in a way. There happened to be a police car that was driving on the quiet road connecting the supermarket with other businesses. When he saw me speeding away in an almost reckless way, he pulled me over. The car that was following me slowed down too, but then drove away. When the officer got to my window, he told me I was driving a little wild, and I told him my situation. He then gave me just a warning to slow down and drive safer, and offered to drive behind me for a few miles to make sure that I wasn't followed. I took him up on the offer, and luckily I was able to make it home safely without ever seeing that car again. I still wonder sometimes, though, why that car was following me for so long, and what the men wanted. This story happened about a year ago. I was at Chick-fil-A with my girlfriend one night. It was one of both of our favorite restaurants, and we would get it all the time. Usually we would go through the drive-thru, but tonight we decided to eat inside the restaurant. It was a little bit later at night, and not very many other people were there at all. We sat in a booth on the far side of the restaurant, and were all by ourselves for the most part. We were eating, joking around, and just having normal conversation, when all of a sudden I heard a banging at the window right in front of me. We were sitting by the window, so I was super startled. Because it was dark out and the way the window was, I couldn't really see out of it very well at first, but when I looked, I saw a man. There was a guy who looked pretty mean. He was angrily banging on the glass right in front of us. My girlfriend and I were both pretty startled, and we watched the man to see what his problem was. He started to yell something at us, but I couldn't understand what he was yelling. The man wore a dark sweatshirt with the hood up and appeared to wear glasses and have a brown goatee. I don't know if he was insane or what, because I certainly hadn't done anything to make him angry. The man then suddenly stopped yelling and turned his back on us, then sprinted away into the night. My girlfriend and I both looked at each other in shock. "What was that?" she asked. I figured the guy was insane or on drugs or something like that, but we were both just glad that he was gone. Like many Chick-fil-A's, it was next to multiple businesses, so we figured he had come from one of those. We both talked about it for a few minutes, and then were ready to go back home. I had to use the bathroom, so I told my girlfriend that I would be right back and then we would leave. I walked inside the bathroom into the urinal and did my business. As I was in there, though, I remember seeing someone was using one of the stalls in the men's room. When I was done, I got to the sink and began washing my hands, when I heard the stall door start to open. I casually looked over to see who was coming out. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the same man who had been outside. He stopped in his place and just stared at me. Then, slowly, a really wide and creepy grin came over his face. I didn't waste any time and quickly left the bathroom as fast as I could. I saw my girlfriend was waiting for me by the door, and she could see the panic on my face. She asked me what was wrong, and I just told her we had to go. I didn't pay any attention to if the man followed us or not. When we got to the car, I told my girlfriend about how I had seen the man in the bathroom. She was really shocked to hear this, and we drove home after that. Thankfully, we never saw the man again. What was the most crazy thing is that we had a view of the only entrance to the restaurant the entire time, and we never saw the man come inside the door. I don't know how he was suddenly inside the bathroom, but thinking about it gives me the creeps. I worked at a Chick-fil-A a few years back. This was the weirdest thing to ever happen. When I worked there, I would oftentimes be at the drive-thru window handing customers their food. On one day, I don't remember the exact day of the week, but I know it was a weekday. Things were not all that busy and it was in the afternoon. I remember we had a lot of cars in the drive-thru and I dealt with many different people. At one point though, I recognized a man that I was handing food to. He had been there not long ago. It was a little weird, but I gave him his food and moved on. Then I saw him again about 20 minutes later. This time, he only ordered a drink. I gave it to him and he left, only to come back again 10 minutes later ordering another drink. This time, I jokingly made a comment to the man that he was here again, but the man denied it. He claimed this was his first time there and I was wrong. He also didn't seem very friendly at all. He kind of said it in a rude way. I gave him his drink and he left. I didn't see him for another 30 minutes or so, but then he came back again. This time, he just got a water. Every time he would come back, he would seemingly order just one small thing. I was really confused by this behavior. He came back several more times, getting small items each time, and he seemed angry as well. It was one of the strangest things that I had seen. I got off of work that night, and on my way home, had to stop at the store to get a couple of things. I was in the store for no longer than 5 minutes, when suddenly I saw the same man walking down an aisle about 20 feet away. He didn't seem to notice me. I thought this was an insane coincidence, and I felt kind of creeped out because of just how crazy it was. I ended up leaving the store shortly after, and in the coming days, I forgot about the man for the most part. But less than a week later, I was at my house taking out the trash, when I saw the same man once again. This time, he was walking down my street. I lived in a fairly big neighborhood, but I had never seen him prior to being at the Chick-fil-A. I felt really creeped out and went back inside. I'm not sure if the man saw me or not, but after that occurrence, I've never seen the man since. I just think it's really creepy how all that happened. Sometimes I wonder if he was stalking me or something like that. In fact, it's so crazy that a lot of people don't believe me when I tell them the story. But I know what happened. Either way, I'm glad I haven't seen the man since.
This happened about a month ago. I'm doing much better now, and for my future jobs, I will never take night shifts, as the dark alone gives me the creeps. I've applied for many jobs because I'm the legal age for working, as I'm in high school. I'm in desperate need of money, and I need to help my family out as well, so at this point, I would take any job I can get. 5 jobs accepted me, so I decided to do a trial at my first job that was pretty quick enough to accept, which happened to be McDonald's. I need to say that the staff and the manager were all very nice, and my friend also works there, which was a total bonus. The only really downfall working there was probably the customers, which my friend agreed, but anyway. I didn't really know what to pick for the shifts, or even if I wanted the job, so I asked for a practice shift. My manager happily agreed and let me choose my times. Instead of daytime shift, I chose the night, which was a very bad decision, but hey, I needed to see what it was like working there anyway, so this will be easy since it's night, right? Well, I was terribly wrong. I got ready in my friend's uniform that she let me borrow, and she even drove me there. I'll be honest, the McDonald's was rather sketchy. When I say sketchy, I mean there's so many alcoholics and druggies around, and upon arrival, it just didn't feel right. During the car ride, I had a gut feeling that it wasn't going to be a good shift, but my friend kept reassuring me that all will be fine. She dropped me off at the bus stop, which was 5 minutes from my workplace, and said that she would pick me up at 12 a.m. It was around 10 p.m., so my practice shift lasts for about 2 hours. I agreed and said for her to pick me up at the same spot that she dropped me off at. As she sped off, I merely watched as her car shrunk into the distance. After I saw it was gone, I started walking towards McDonald's, but while walking, I began to hear footsteps behind me. I didn't really think much of it because it was a normal thing. The person was probably just walking to their car or McDonald's or even the shops, but I had a really bad feeling. I felt like I was almost being watched, and I stopped for a second. The footsteps stopped with mine, and I looked behind to see a guy around his mid-40s just eyeing me off. I got really weirded out as he just smiled at me and then breathed very heavily. He was taller than me, and he looked rather stronger and bigger than me as well. He was around what looked to be a few meters away. I quickly looked away and ran off to my workplace. There was only about 3 people working, my manager and my male friend. It was about 10:30 p.m., and I had already had a share of drunk and rude people filling the orders up, or even tried hitting on me. But he quickly left, and shortly afterwards, my friend showed up and helped me. He helped me out with most things, and I felt rather safe with him. He was actually an acquaintance of mine, but we soon grew to be best friends. After I was done taking some drunk guy's order, my friend pulled me aside and asked if I knew the guy outside. I was kind of confused at what he meant, and at first I thought he was just joking around. That is, until he pointed at the right window. My mouth went dry, and my face completely dropped. It was the same creepy guy that was following me before work. But I didn't tell him that. Instead, because I was an idiot, I kinda just laughed a bit and said that it was no big deal. He shrugged it off and we went back into the kitchen. It hit 11 p.m. No more customers were present and the same guy would not stop staring at me. At that point, I kind of just held my head down and just begged, hoping that he wouldn't come in. I could just feel his beady eyes run up and down my body. It was gross. It made me feel dirty. He's been there ever since the start of my shift and has been there for about 30 minutes, making it 10:30 now. I started to panic a bit as I was absolutely begging for him to not come in. In the middle of my thoughts, I heard something. My heart absolutely stopped as I then heard the sound of the door being opened. The creepy guy slowly walked towards my counter, eyeing my whole body until he was right in front of me, heavily breathing and almost drooling. His breath reeked like alcohol and cigarettes. He had a musky scent that, to be honest, nearly made me vomit. Red flags were totally going off, but I just tried to continue with my nice act. He wouldn't stop staring at me. I glanced at my friend who was in the kitchen. He was pretty busy, basically making sure nothing was getting burned. I turned my attention back to the guy and, no matter what I asked him, he was silent. It probably went on like that for about 5 minutes straight. That is, until he finally said something.
"Such beautiful skin. So young. Short black hair. Such a nice complexion you have."
Before I could even speak or try and call someone over, something I wasn't prepared for then happened. The old guy launched towards me and tried entering the counter part, which happened to be the same part I was working at. He then looked at me like I was a piece of meat. Trying to climb over the counter wasn't easy for him though, eventually trying to grab me and getting stuck midway as I tried backing up. To my luck, I then slipped and totally landed on my butt. I tried my best crawling away, hoping that he wouldn't pass through. I was of course rather startled and afraid to the point that I couldn't even utter a single word. My friend dropped what he was doing as he screamed for my manager to then come over. My manager quickly showed up, which then made the old guy get back up and then flee. My friend quickly ran to my aid and he took me to the back room, which is what my manager told him to do in order to calm me down. Shortly after, we called the cops. I glanced at my friend as he looked pretty pale and rather puzzled, like he saw a ghost. My manager waited at the counter for the cops. That's when my friend quickly explained who the guy was. As it turns out, the guy was known for creeping on the female staff members while they worked. He would take pictures, ask for their number, offer alcohol, and even documented what they looked like. He was actually already banned from even entering the place or even being near it. The cops were already very aware of who he was due to his creepy behavior in the past. After the whole investigation and getting questioned, it was about 1 a.m. and I was let go. My friend was with my other friend while I got questioned, and on my way home, my friend held my hand and kept reassuring me that everything will be fine. Safe to say, I don't think I'll ever go back there again, and after this, I don't think I trust any night shifts. I think I'm gonna work at a different fast food place as well. So to that creepy old guy who's hopefully in jail, please stay away from me.